Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Christ cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. The cross stood right at the centre of Paul's understanding of the good news. Put simply, if you want to understand Jesus, you have to see him through the lens of the cross. John Stott, in his book The Cross of Christ, summed this up when he wrote, "There is then, it's safe to say, no Christianity without the cross. If the cross is not central to our religion, ours is not the religion of Jesus." For this reason, Paul focused his preaching on the cross, even though he was fully aware that the message didn't always go down well. Jews found it a stumbling block, because the law of Moses declared that anyone who hung from a tree was cursed. Meanwhile, non-Jews just found the idea of someone dying on a cross completely foolish. How could anyone find anything commendable in the brutal death of a good man? However, Paul wasn't fazed by these reactions because he had discovered that the word of the cross was both the power of God and the wisdom of God. It's always challenging and tough to think about the cross. None of us can fully imagine the intense pain that Jesus had to endure. Even if we have experienced severe pain, none of us have known the agony of being cut off from God. What we do know is that no one will suffer for another person unless they love them intensely. So as often as we reflect on the awful pain of Jesus' death, we need to realize that we're staring at love in its purest form. As John Stott wrote, "If we're looking for a definition of love, we should look not in a dictionary, but at the cross." If you ever feel unloved or unlovely, the very best thing you can do is to look at the cross. What more could anyone do for you? Now let me ask you a question. What's your reaction to the fact that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you were willing to give your life so that we can be free. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.